שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא יום השנה.
Hello, we're in a lesson on the Memorial Day of Baal Sulam. We will read selected excerpts from the sources. We are in item 6. You can find the study material through the galaxy system by clicking the book icon. You can ask questions on kab.tv. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. Rav, please.
We are still according to our plan on the day of the departure of Baal Sulam. In truth, according to the Torah, the fact that a person departs, the Pertzuf departs, we have two different approaches. One approach, which was that we had a person amongst us who lived a corporeal life. And in truth, we know this upon ourselves as well, that there's not quite of a benefit, yet he was close to us. And he passed to us everything. He wrote, he learned, taught, and his presence in a degree as us also in that bodily degree was helpful to the world. We can also see, according to our experience and our senses, that as much as a person is amongst us, it influences us, and when he departs, he influences less. It's not so with Kabbalists. If a person is connected to the Creator and to the created beings and distances physically from his students, he doesn't distance himself. He stops to be with them in a physical connection, but becomes even more connected, needed in a spiritual, internal way. And I too felt that with Rabash, when I was next to him all the time, and when he passed in my hands. I felt physically a very big difference. I didn't know what I would wake up for the next day. And yet, together with that, there is a complete system of connections in which we have how to connect and to who to connect. And we are in such a connection even before a person like Baal Sulam, we could say, or Rabash passed, and this connection just strengthens us. All that was also in this world relative to him moves now spiritually to that kind of connection with him. That's why it's written that the righteous in their death are even more important, even closer, even more we are connected to them than when they were in this world together with us. This is why we need to scrutinize over and over, more and more, the connection, his method, his words, which he wants to pass to us through all the means, and to put his Torah in us, to live with it, those lights and kelim that he wanted to deliver to us, and to live accordingly. Such we will come to a state where there will be no difference between when a person was alive and he is now not alive biologically, and yet he is connected with us in a spiritual way. And we will feel no physical need for him, but rather the spiritual connection, to be in spiritual adhesion to him, opens for us a different dimension, a different world, where we are in adhesion. This is why usually the students are not sorrowful for their teacher's passing, but rather are strengthened and strengthen one another and bring themselves to another degree, a more superior degree in their connection to the teacher, and continue with him as a guide. They see these things as an opportunity from the Creator that draws them onwards in such a way. So let's hope that we will locate this, understand, feel, and execute our connection with Baal HaSulam through us, through the groups, the tens, through Rabash, and to Baal HaSulam, and through him, to the Creator, in such a way that we will see how each time when we build this chain, we have an opportunity or an ability more and more to rise towards the upper force. Well, and let's read here a little of what the excerpts that you prepared. And if you will want, I don't know what else to add so much, but we will try to add together. Please.
Excerpt number 6, this is from letter 18 of Rabash. Know, my friends, that since we were together with Baal HaSulam, we are more capable of approaching the Creator. But we need to listen to His voice and to keep His covenant. For the voice of the living Ari, Baal HaSulam, will certainly not stop from us. As we were near him, he is certainly speaking on our behalf, and his voice is heard when he comes into the holy place. When a person approaches holiness, his voice is heard, and we are certain to succeed.
It only all depends on our efforts. How one will help his friend, will connect together, and then in the right organization, in the ten can be 200 people, doesn't matter how many, 2,000. In the way we organize between us, we are in the right connection, and then we will be able to open all the things he wrote to us, to understand them, to feel them, and locate them as they live in us, because they are certainly alive. The teacher is always giving into his students his whole Torah. Hence, in each of us, and of course, moreover than that, in the connection between us, the Torah of Rabash and Baal HaSulam live. We just need to discover them to the extent in which we correct our vessels. Connect between us, and then you start to feel the image of Rabash, the image of Baal HaSulam, the image of the Ari, Rashbi, and so on. And that's how we advance. So what we need is to just know that amongst us, this whole method is, and Baal HaSulam is serving this to us in such a way within, so that we will, as long as we try to get to it. And this exertion, this effort, only depends on the connection between us. That's it. Please.
Excerpt number 7, Baal HaSulam, from letter 39. know for certain that since the time of the Ari to this day, there has not been anyone who understood the method of the Ari to the fullest, as it was easier to attain a mind twice as great and twice as holy than the Ari's than to understand his method in which many hands fiddled. From the one who first heard and wrote them through the last compilers, while they still did not attain the matters as they are in their upper root, and thus each inverted and confused the matters. And now, by the Creator's will, I've been rewarded with a conception, impregnation of the soul of the Ari, not because of my good deeds, but by a higher will. It is beyond me, too, why I have been chosen for this wonderful soul, with which no one has been granted since his passing until today. I cannot elaborate on this matter, as it is not my way to discuss the concealed.
Yes, this is a special thing that happens to a person that a higher sublime soul clothes him from above, and then he begins to recognize inside this soul what's happening to him. So he receives a mind, feeling, intellect, spiritual discernments, a connection with the Creator, the feeling of divinity in a way such as he would not attain on his own. It's truly a gift from above, the upper force from above. And sometimes people receive this, but what he receives, the soul of the Ari, that incarnation of the soul of Ari, is a truly immense thing. Hence, he could do a commentary to all the writings of the Ari. I think that he also doesn't want to say about this because maybe they won't believe him. But he had also the same incarnation of the soul of Rashbi, of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That is why he permitted himself to write the book of Zohar. And the difference between the commentary to the study of Ten Sefirot, to the Tree of Life, in the form of the study of the Ten Sefirot, and the latter, the Sulam commentary for the book of Zohar, the difference between these two is many years. As he probably didn't immediately recognize the soul of Rashbi as well. But it is known, and I am certain, that if he were not to receive such an acquaintance and tight, closeness to Rashbi's soul, he wouldn't approach the Sulam commentary. Meaning, Bala Sulam, from these impregnations, these incarnations of those two pillars of the wisdom of Kabbalah, by that he advanced all their matters and placed them before us as the method, as the Torah is the upper force that can help us truly reach the end of correction, where we don't need anything. Rather, if we're adhered through Rabash to Bala Sulam, and Bala Sulam already, he himself carries within him souls of the Ari and of Rashbi, and this is how we can, with the help of these great ones, ascend towards the Creator and observe our roles to bring this method, this Torah, to all of humanity.
Rabba, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Rabba, com'è che si raggiunge la grandezza di anime come
Rav, good morning. How can we reach the greatness of the Rav? Through the desire or to the equivalence of form with them through devotion on the path?
Do we have translation to Italian?
Gigi, te יכול לשאול באנגלית?
Gigi, can you ask in English?
Michael, давай.
Or Michael, go ahead.
How can we reach adhesion or ripeti Gigi.
Com'è che si raggiunge la grandezza di anime come quella della Ri e quella di Rashbi per mezzo del proprio desiderio o per mezzo dell'uguaglianza della forma a queste anime? Com'è che Balasulam le ha raggiunte?
How do we reach impregnation of the souls as Rashbi or Ari? Through devotion or how?
We don't know, but a person who knows, he just knows. How does he feel this? I can't tell you because we don't have such feelings that he doesn't know. But now that he has feeling and sensation and a grasp in the upper system, not from his degree like it was, and not from his new degree, but rather he is truly looking at the world through the Ari, or through Rashbi. It takes on a very specific spiritual degree, which is very high, and he begins to have everything clear to him. The system becomes understood and revealed, and he sees his role. This is like they took a baby on the hands of adults, and they're showing him the world this way. But it's not out of, like with a baby, you just raise him and that's it. Here a person puts forth great labor, even though he needs assistance from above here.
Turkey 3. Turkey 3.
Sorry, my computer is broken. Good morning. My friend is asking, how can we feel reflection of Rabash and Bala Sulam's Torah between my friends?
To the extent in which you connect with the friends and try to make from them 110, you prepare the place where what you deserve to reveal, you reveal according to your efforts, according to your role, according to that which is before you that you need to do. There are several conditions here. The fact that you have come to the group, it's like you were born into a family that can give you the correct education. The fact that you're now investing in connecting with this society, this is meaning that you're kind of studying how to be this correct person. But what will be revealed to you will come from the root of your soul, where you will begin to feel the extent in which the Creator prepared for you this place for His revelation. That's how it will be. Well, slowly, slowly, gradually. Slowly, slowly, I mean not to be drawn fast ahead. Because these things are revealed gradually, not jumping for it.
Доброе утро. Раф, скажите, пожалуйста, вот вы сейчас очень чувствуете...
Good morning. Rav, please say, you just described emotionally Baal Sulam and Rabash, and you've described it in a way that's filled with love. How can we pass on this love to the public, to the world?
I don't think that needs to be our goal, to give our love to Baal Sulam and Rabash as they give us a connection to eternality, to perfection, to knowledge, to the feeling of the Creator. We won't be able to deliver this to anyone, but rather each of us will have to reveal this on his own. We're just giving out the message, the method, and also not the method to love someone. No one needs that or wants it, even if it comes to him. But we need to simply show them that this is what benefits humanity, benefits man. And then you will see that for an egoistic man to see that it's to his benefit, he starts to appreciate them, respect them, to hold on to them, and in this way come to a state that he appreciates them and begins to love them. This is to the extent in which he sees that these special people have prepared for him the whole method to be an eternal and whole man. But not to just talk like that about Baal Sulam and Rabash, that we need to love them. Why? Who needs that? We need to explain to a person only to the extent that he will feel that it's to his benefit and he could take something from this for himself. That which is to his benefit. And just like that, to start talking to him that he should love some, there were people that were kind of, they wrote and you need to love them. No way. How could it be that someone would go for that? It's delusional. The fact that I feel that way because I see that they gave me my life. So accordingly, I truly relate to them in such a way.
I meant love of others, not our love to Baal Sulam, communicate that to the world, but how Baal Sulam and Rabash have love for the public.
That's not forgiving it is outwards. You don't understand that you can't talk about this in such a way to strangers, to foreign people, because you'll look delusional. Tell all kinds of people that they should love your mother. Let's say you love your mother, they should love her too. Well, she gave you your corporeal life. She took care of you. Yes, you love her. So go and tell others that they should love her as well. Why? You're not allowed to talk that way. You need to learn how to clothe in a stranger and talk to him in words that he wants to hear. Otherwise, you will just do the wrong work in dissemination and receive rejection from the Creator. Rejection instead of closeness. Therefore, be careful and hear what's being said. In your place, I wouldn't even start with what you're talking about.
Ungari.
Yes, last night I heard from you saying that after Baal Sulam and Rabash, we don't need to write a new method. So can we look at our role as trying to make the method as simple as possible, to try to give it to people in small drops so they can understand, they can connect to it?
נכון. זה בדיוק מה שאנחנו צריכים.
Correct, that's exactly what we need. To take what they took, what they wrote, the closest things for execution, to write this, to rewrite this in an easy way, such that the audience can understand and spread it to the broad public. That's our generation that is already in a transition between corporeality and spirituality. And this is what we have to help them with.
Santiago.
Amado Rav, hay que tener chispas de luces de esos cabalistas para comprender sus escritos.
Dear Rav, do we need the sparks of lights from the Kabbalists to understand their writings?
No. From us trying to understand them, to simplify them, and to advertise them. Their ideas. Accordingly, we slowly come closer to those Kabbalists and begin to feel them and begin to feel that they're clothing in us, and this way we actually rise to a spiritual degree.
Almata.
Каким образом сейчас на нас влияют великие учителя, которых уже нету с нами, то есть они нас...
In what way do the great teachers influence us now? Meaning, they lead us, they take care of us. How does it work? In what way can we explain their concern to us?
They are great teachers who are no longer physically with us in this imaginary world. It appears to us as if they're not with us, because we can only grasp with our vessels, with our kelim that we have, and the other kelim are not yet there, and we don't understand that they're truly here. And from what we learn, from what we want to go towards being closer to them, to be similar to them, to carry out their doctrines. Out of this, we start to discover how they're living in us, how all of a sudden I discover that this is how he wants to say, this is how he said, this is what he meant, and so on. And this is how we bring them to life in us. That's how it works. And the more we know the method of coming closer to the Creator and revealing Him, we'll see that they're living in us more and awakening and accompanying us, truly guiding us, and are truly in us and explaining to us this way how to go and what to do. This is similar to, I don't know what to say, but a tree that grows, it grows from a seed, and then it develops more and more and takes more forces and starts to enter into all kinds of buildings of the components of the tree and the branches and its fruits maybe and so on. But nevertheless, those forces that were to start with in that tree are operating. They have just begun to appear in their actions more and more. Therefore, the more we advance in realizing the Torah of Bala Sulam and Rabash, the more we will feel how they're operating in us and stand out more in us.
USA Northwest.
We learn from the writings how to connect, how to feel the words that Rabash writes to us, the Ari. And we try to work with them to reach our avut and love of friends through these words. However, we can't feel through them the public. the pain of the public as they felt it. And if we disseminate, we have to know what to disseminate, otherwise we'll just throw out things on the, to the outside and just pray for something to hit the public. But how can we feel the public through Rabash? What exactly can we put together from what they give to us and disseminate? How can we feel them?
What did you do to feel the public?
What I've done is working together in the 10.
That's not the public. The 10 is not the public. That's the minimal spiritual kli. It's the most minimal one. Without the 10, you have nothing at all. One cell. The 10 is one cell. 10 sfirot. And there's no more and no less. That's it. What's next?
I understand we need to feel everything in the connection between us, meaning to feel the public and just build the connection between us and try to put it out there, but put out what? That's what I'm asking.
No, I don't feel like you understand at all how to connect inside the 10 and how to connect outside of the 10. You'll have to.
That's why I'm asking.
I can't talk to you about this right now, but you really need to go back to those lessons that we talked about. Yes. You must. PT 31.
When does the point that determines that one has a role towards humanity, when does it emerge? When does it begin?
His point starts when he enters the 10, because all his realization, his implementation in the 10 should be with the tendency to prepare himself towards humanity and all of humanity towards the Creator as the end of an action in the initial thought. So the end of the action is the bestowal to the Creator, and the initial thought is where he's now incorporated in his 10. And along the way is to be a pipe into all of humanity in such a way.
What do you say to a friend who still feels that he's not ripe to tell humanity what you just explained? I don't know if he's ripe or not ripe. He received an awakening to come to the 10, and then he has to know that in order to develop in the 10 to the right mechanism, then he has to already be to include into that mechanism the next stage of his development. Otherwise, he won't be able to complete this stage either. He won't be able to connect to the 10 in a complete way if he doesn't prepare himself in the 10 to connect with many other 10s and the broad public. Again, according to the end result in the initial thought. In spirituality, all the actions are complete actions. They have to be actions that encompass the whole of creation from beginning to end. So he can say whatever he wants, but if he doesn't take these things seriously and think about it every day, then nothing will happen. And also, he won't allow his whole society to advance. He has to, as much as possible, try to think and talk about it, and gradually he'll want to do it. Owen, what's next?
Excerpt. Continue with excerpt number 8. From letter 52, Bala Sulam. I have already enslaved myself to the Creator to serve Him in any way I can. No work is too heavy for me to do for his great name. On the contrary, I always love and relish at great exertions that bring him contentment. And the evidence is that I chose the land of Israel as my workplace, where the ruling of some is the most. And not only that, but in Jerusalem, where even the Ari was afraid to open his seminary. I also collected into my seminary all the eminent ones from Jerusalem, by which you can know that I am not avoiding work. Thus everything depends only on you. Always remember that.
What does he want to say? It was unpleasant for him too. And when he came, no one wanted to recognize him as great and willing and able, that he'll just, you know, start teaching and we'll all come. No, he had to work hard in order to attract people to start studying with him, and there will be someone to write to and that they'll help him advertise the wisdom of Kabbalah. This was not simple. And he did it meticulously and with very great persistence. And not just in some place, but in Jerusalem, which is a tough place for spiritual progress. It's a place that, as he writes in another place, the place of the shattering, the place where there is the greatest resistance. But he wasn't afraid of it, and he started addressing everyone, and he made it so that ultimately, from him onwards, the method began to somehow go out there. And you see that us, 100 years afterwards, are in a completely different situation. 100 years in spirituality is like, it's not even a time. It's very little time. But look how much was done in that time. That today, thousands and all over the world are learning his method from the books that he couldn't print. Today it's online, everywhere, in many languages. And we are realizing what Baal Sulam started. We are working in an office that is of dissemination. The dissemination office of disseminating the Creator to all of humanity. Disseminating how to reach the spiritual work. What exactly the Creator wants from the created beings. How can the created beings fulfill the role they were created for? That's what we all are doing. So there has to be some understanding, recognition, respect to what we're doing. And not to throw it away and say, oh, I don't know, I don't think so. On the contrary, the more you resist this dissemination, the more you need to make an influence in that. Because the resistance too is awakened from above.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Yes, dear Rav. He writes here that I've been serving the Creator in all that I can. How can you acquire such a quality in the work? You're also saying that your life doesn't belong to you.
А где вот эти силы такие берутся? Как Творца просить, чтобы дал?
Where do you take such a force? Even this smallest action takes a day and a half.
You think that for others it's easy, or for me it's easy, and that the Bala Sulam had it easy? I saw it on Rabash. Sometimes, when he would make an effort to do something, was this kind of effort that he would barely do it until he would produce the very last gram of effort, and then he made it. And that's what's required. We are required to show that we nevertheless want to, even though we're at the end of our efforts, where the last drop of your effort is just crying from helplessness, and then you get help from above. If you don't come to that, doesn't mean you're making effort and working. Because all our work is how to once again and again join to ourselves more and more in order to bestow. It's always above our strength. It's not that I wait until I get it. No, I don't get it. Maybe this way I can get some intellect and some feeling, but not spirituality. Rather, exactly at the last moment where I do it above the ego, it's really those last bits, those efforts, that's where I attain spirituality. Because we have to attain something that's on the other side of nature. And that's why to attain it, we have to make an effort that is above nature. That's how it works. If we connect together with our common force, then it's fine. Let's try.
Но это все же сила Творца, которая приходит к человеку и позволяет ему.
But this is all the force of the Creator that comes to a person and nevertheless helps him to relate to himself this way?
It comes from the Creator, of course. Of course it does. It comes from the Creator. What did you think? Well, from yourself, you have nothing other than a broken will to receive. And also, a spark, which constantly tells you, come on, get out of there. But it doesn't give you any power. It only stimulates you. Powers you need to get through the group from the Creator. To the extent that you are drawn to the group to receive the force of bestowal from them, then you advance. Then you pay by lowering yourself towards the friends, and in exchange you get strength that helps you advance in spirituality. Everything according to the effort. Mach 3.
Здравствуйте. Ощущаю себя бедуином, которому рассказывают про космические корабли. Как удостоится наконец-то Ибуры, как
изменить? I feel like a Bedouin who's being told about spaceships.
На этом месте я уже устал.
How can I measure my closening to the degree of our teachers?
It depends on you. What are you saying? No one puts an obstacle in your wheels. You have all the opportunities, and if you don't want to hear how to advance, then you're just standing still. And also standing still, because it repeats itself, ultimately it amounts to great bitterness, and then you make a better calculation. It's all in order to integrate with the friends, and the more you integrate with them, you then make a step towards the Creator. So examine yourself, saying that you're doing the same thing all the time means you probably are making a mistake somewhere. Kalmiel.
A friend from the Ten is asking, what's the advantage to humanity that the Tsar was concealed 2,000 years ago and not by a Ten during the times of Bala Sulam? What do we need to learn from this complex process until it came to our hands?
We should accept it the way it is and not get confused and ask things that are not related to us. You got a gift, learn how to use it correctly. Only afterwards you'll be able to discover what is that gift, and maybe you'll understand it. But to ask questions right now that are not for our progress, for the goal of progress towards adhesion with your group in order to disseminate to humanity, all the other questions are just a waste of time and energy. I'm not going to go into that. Italy 4.
Boker Tov, Rav. Ma avoda shel ha-talmidim shelcha.
Good morning, Rav. What's the work of your students and Baal HaSulam?
Avoda shel ha-talmidim sheli v'shel Baal HaSulam.
My students' work and Baal HaSulam, I don't know, everyone is students of Baal HaSulam and Rabash. Our work is to realize the method of coming closer to the Creator, which they left for us and opened up for us and gave us. How do we come closer to the Creator? This is the goal. Olin, what are we doing?
We have an excerpt that the friend sent here about the exertion that you talked about earlier.
Please.
It's taken from letter number 38 of Baal HaSulam, and it says this way. The most important is the labor, meaning to crave to labor in his work. For the ordinary work does not count at all. Only the bits that are more than usual, which are called labor. It is like a person who must eat a pound of bread to be full. Then all his eating does not merit the title a satisfying meal, but only the last bit from the pound. That bit, for all its smallness, is what defines the meal as satisfying. Similarly, out of every service, the Creator draws out only the bits beyond the ordinary. And they will be the letters and the kelim in which to receive the light of His face. Understand this well.
So we need to do as much as we can in the right direction, the right efforts, and when we come to the end of it, a little bit more. And that little bit more that you're doing beyond what you can, that's the correct effort, labor. And before that, all the efforts you did before is just considered preparation. It sounds impossible, but in a 10, when you talk about it and do it together, it's possible and there's no problem. No problem. Just to understand that that's what we have to do. Only after people say we are incapable, and then they don't stop, and above this incapability, they make another effort beyond what they're capable. And that is considered the labor, and according to that, their effort is accepted, because that's where spirituality is. Because the efforts they did before are by strength they received, they already had. So that's not considered exertion. The exertion is at a place, a space, or towards a degree they haven't been in yet. PT 31.
What you said now, Rav, about the exertion, when you come to the end, to the maximum, then you give a little bit more effort, then it's labor. Only in that state can you ask for there to be prayer altogether, or is there no prayer before that?
You can ask, but it's almost not accepted. I'm saying almost because we can't tell the difference between these things. But you know, a baby who's nagging, and you know, it does help a little bit. How? Because the baby still holds himself connected to the upper one, not going away, but nagging and wanting and crying and give me and so on. Even though the baby's request and prayer is perhaps not even in the right place, but somehow he holds his connection with the Creator, even though his request is not yet ripe.
So good, true prayer means only after I've drained myself with exertion?
And a little bit more. Above the drainage.
And then it's accepted immediately.
This I don't promise you. No. How come? No. Why do you want it to be immediately received? You've done it in order to show to the Creator that you're willing to do everything for Him in order to bestow. So, how do you tell him, okay, now immediately pay me?
Now the question is, I've given forth my half shekel, now he needs to do what he has to do.
What he does is what he does, it's not your business. You prepare yourself with your half a shekel, and you don't want his. What he gave you, the opportunity to make an effort with your half, your exertion towards his direction, that's where you stop. That's it. His half, you don't want to receive. And your half a shekel, you say, you gave me the opportunity to make this effort completely for you. Good. True that I came to this because I wanted to benefit and gain something, but now, through this effort, where I came in order to gain and benefit, but then I understood out of my effort that this is the reward, that what I've done now in my effort, and you thank Him for that. You don't want anything from Him. On the contrary, just don't give me anything. And then you receive the masach to do the next action, the greater action.
How do you do that thing that you said? Because in the will to receive, many times you come to the maximum of exertion. You say, that's the maximum I can. And you're coming and saying, do more. Now that I know you do, usually in sport, when there's like trainers that press you after you drained yourself, and they say, you can do a little bit more, you can do a little bit more. How can a person do an action beyond what appears to him, that additional exertion?
There's an opportunity to do it because we don't work alone. We're not alone. The same in sports. You look at others, and that gives you additional strength. Alone, certainly not. From the Creator, you can't feel you can demand from them. You look at the friends, and it's complete ten sefirot. And everyone gives the strength to everyone. And this is how you get to feel the urgency and the strength to go forward. Okay, guys, this is... Let's let Baltia ask. Baltia 1.
No, what? Только что ответили на вопрос, но все-таки хотел уточнить. То есть в группе легче.
You answered the question this moment, but I wanted to ask anyway. In the group, it's easier because we're dividing it between everyone, this effort. That's why it's easier? Or is there simply some kind of support? And the conditions are better, like in the group? Or is the effort truly divided between everyone? It's like you're dividing up the work.
From the impressions that we get from the environment, from the network, there's so many that I can't even divide it up and explain it. We'll do it at some point, but for now, it's not felt for us with all these details so that we can sort them out. Hamakim. Who are you, Hamakim?
Good morning, Rav. Rav, it sounds like Baal HaSulam started his dissemination after his revelation, and we need to do dissemination in order to reach revelation. Why does it sound like it's opposite work from Baal HaSulam?
It's not the opposite work. You always learn from people that are above you, just like the parents educate the children and give them everything and attract them and give them an example, and this is how it happens. You understand? What, you want him to be on your degree? He'll help you because he's on a higher degree. Netanya.
Rav, what protects me from the pride the moment I reached the tip of my abilities and I managed to do a little bit more?
What guards you?
What will keep me from not going all to the will to receive? I won't be satisfied with myself. Look, I succeeded.
You need to make all the effort from the will to receive that you have to reach zero. And then you start a new degree.
What does that mean?
That from all your strength, you give the effort with all your strength. And only on that condition you start receiving a new degree in advance. PT 4.
I'm not succeeding to understand how this exertion doesn't remain my individual one, but rather I give exertion for the ten. I don't understand how that works. I don't understand what you asked.
This effort, the addition, this exertion, I can only hear it as something that I do personally. I'm trying to understand where can I add the 10 into this effort.
But how will you advance if you don't receive the forces from the 10? With your forces?
No. No, the force is from the 10.
Well,
so how do you add the 10 so that the 10 operates and in more effort, more exertion?
But you have no effort if you don't collect everything from the 10. You have no effort. All the efforts are in order to collect everyone and to make from everyone a certain one action. So in what is the effort? That they will tell you for you to understand some sentence more?
No, it's like I collect the friend's efforts together with mine, and that's what I have right now.
For what?
To reach the prayer, the request.
What request? What prayer?
That this common effort, that we can add more to it. That's what I can't find.
So that's exactly what I'm telling you, and you're saying that that's not the direction you want. You want to advance to being closer to one another, more together, to locate this effort, to locate the force. And then you need more and more to be connected. And then from your connection, bring forth a spiritual action, an act of bestowal outside of each of you, meaning each towards everyone, outside of himself. And then you collect these efforts as each is towards himself, towards others. And when you collect yourself this way, these efforts of yours, then from this you turn out to have the 10 has a force of common bestowal, and it is what you aim towards the Creator.
Where is it collected? That's where I can't.
It's collected in the efforts between you, where each ten is trying to give it from himself, and then altogether this integral force you give to the Creator.
What else do we need to do, or where to focus in order to identify that space? I don't feel that it's even there.
I understand. I hear now, and I feel what's going on, because you're not making the efforts according to what we're talking about here, and word by word.
Tov. BBUK.
Рав, доброе утро. Вот я не знаю, если можно так спросить, но это учили оно.
Good morning, Rav. I don't know if I can ask it like this, but this effort.
То как творец.
What is it about? Is it justifying them or justifying how the Creator works towards me, and what happens after this effort?
Atem ayom minutakim mi.
You are disconnected today from the whole matter. What to do before this, what after this, like this and that. Okay, we need to simply read more and more, Oren, and not philosophize here. I see it's like we are today, but it's good. It's always like that. It's a sign of a good new state.
Please. We'll read excerpt number 9. This is from the prophecy of Baal Sulam. After all these days, I listened attentively to all the promises and destinies I have been chosen for by the Lord. Yet I found in them neither satisfaction nor the words by which to speak to the people, to the dwellers of this world, and lead them to God's will, as He had told me.
Do you hear what he's concerned with? How will I come to all the people of the world and tell all the people in the world what the goal is, how to develop, how to attain a true, eternal, and whole thing?
And I could not stride among the people who are vain and slandering the Lord and His creation, while I was satiated and praising and walking merrily as though mocking those wretched ones. Matters have touched me to the bottom of my heart, and I resolved that come what may, even if I descend from my sublime degree, I must make a heartfelt prayer to the Lord to grant me attainment and knowledge of the prophecy and wisdom and the words by which to help the forlorn people of the world, to raise them to the same degree of wisdom and pleasantness as mine.
That's what he wants. Do you hear? He wants to advance all of humanity, everyone, towards the Creator. And this is what really concerns him. Hence, he is going to open the whole wisdom of Kabbalah, the whole wisdom of correction to everyone, that which wasn't before him, and we need to continue his ways. About this is someone asking, or about something else?
Moscow 7.
Да, я хотел спросить про усилия, про которые мы сейчас говорили.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the efforts that we just discussed.
Такая ситуация, когда он просит действительно десятку.
When such a state is given to the friend that is truly asking from the ten.
Как мы должны включить?
And he can't cope. How can the ten help him? How can we integrate in his state? What else do we need to ask in that moment? How do we need to behave?
I think we all need to connect and to help each. Help everyone who enters into difficulties. That's what you can do. When we do it in practice, if you start doing these things in practice, you will feel what else needs to be done more and more. You will start to understand what Bala Sulam means. PT
12.
The question is, what you're saying and what we're hearing in Bala Sulam's prophecy really touches the heart, and everyone in the ten feels it. I'm certain that everyone in the world feels it. The question is, when you started studying with Rabash, you started writing before the Rabash started writing. You didn't have the same example that we have now. And then Rabash started writing after you asked him. And then he wrote on that note, on that piece of paper from the cigarette box, and wrote the first article that we have. And so how did you start before Rabash?
Because there was nothing that was known. Do you know what was before that? What there was? There was Zohar with a Sulam commentary where no one can open it up or understand what's written there because most of it was written in Aramaic. The study of the Ten Sfirot, where there is no possibility of taking spiritual work out of it. The introduction to the study of the Ten Sfirot and the introductions to the Book of the Zohar, which were very difficult. We learned them several times already, and they're very hard. And that's it. And if a person wants to understand what I should do that he's asking, then what about me? I see that there's something sublime here, but I can't jump to the 10th floor or even higher immediately from where I am. I also don't know where and how to jump. That's why I started methodologically to ask, to slowly, slowly, gradually ask people, mostly Hillel Gebstein and Rabash, and I started to receive a little bit of an explanation from them. Also, Menachem, the elder. And these were like three elder, 90 years old, and I was 30, and that's how I was next to them all the time, like a little child next to their grandfather. That's how I felt myself, willing to do anything for them to just tell me more and more. And that's it. That's how I did it. And what I heard, and then I understood a little bit more of what was written, that's what I accordingly wrote, my first books in Russian. That's it. I didn't have a choice. Later, Rabash began to give me the Shamati articles. And then I brought people, so he started to write himself the articles. But that was all out of... There was nothing back then. Today you come, you enter the our archive, and you have all the wisdom of Kabbalah. Nothing's missing. There will always be something to add, a few words. But in truth, all of that wasn't there. So therefore, there's no point in being concerned with why I wrote before Rabash wrote. Yes, I wrote out of wanting as much as I know a little more and in an easier way than that which was explained in these books of the study of Ten Sfirot and the book of Zohar, to explain a little to people that are outside of this matter, so they too maybe will come and want. That's it. Okay, what should we do, Oren? Should we move to something else or continue with this? I don't know.
We'll
continue.
Excerpt number 10, Baal Sulam says in letter 9, with the Creator's blessing I have been found agreeable in the eyes of my Creator to reveal to me the full lowliness of the generation and all sorts of easy and faithful corrections to bring each soul back to its root as quickly as possible.
Yes, that's what he actually wants to present to us as well. The easiest things, the most practical ones, so that we won't fail, but rather implement them, carry out them, and rise in those degrees to recognizing the reality which is concealed for the time being from us all.
Kazakhstan.
Спасибо, Раф. Очень чувственно и очень глубоко.
Thank you, Rav. This was, you really opened up Baal Sulam in a very deep and emotional way. It really grabs your heart to tears. And the question is, when Baal Sulam asks that he would be taken down to a level that where he can find a language suitable to the people, why is it a descent? Is it not an ascent?
No, of course it's a descent for him, because he has to explain. Let's say you're a great big professor, you're a scientist, and you're sent to some school, some village school, where you need to teach little children. So how do you come there and teach? You need to go down to their level and to find their words and to give them a lesson and in a gentle way. That's a great descent. And the fact that Baal Sulam later in his writings, he writes about, how do we call it? Where he writes that he went down.
Right now, what I just read from the prophecy of Baal Sulam.
Yes, in the prophecy of Baal Sulam, he writes that he has come down and that it's truly, but he wasn't afraid of losing everything because it wasn't important to him whether he loses or not his spiritual degree. As long as he will be able to help regular, simple people, he was ready to go down to them and to be like them just a little so that he will have the possibility to explain to them. You understand what he did and what we are a little lazy in doing. That's why he is so great and ascended more and more. And we, by us disregarding the care for all the people that we're close to, we truly are tripping ourselves and can't ascend because of that.
קטע 11 מתוך הקדמה לספר הזוהר אות נון ה' אומר
excerpt 11 from introduction to the book of Zohar. Faith has diminished in general. Faith in the holy ones, the sages of the generations in particular, and the books of Kabbalah and the Zohar are full of corporeal parables. Hence, people are afraid lest they will lose more than they will gain, since they could easily fail with materializing. This is what prompted me to compose a sufficient interpretations on the writings of the Ari and now on the Zohar, and I've completely removed that concern, for I have evidently explained and proven the spiritual meaning of everything, that it is abstract and devoid of any corporeal image, above space and above time, as the readers will see. To allow the whole of Israel to study the book of Zohar and be warmed by its sacred light.
Certainly, if we go to all kinds of other commentaries, we will see there are all kinds of spins where a person can fail and think that he's before him here in this world, all these things. He starts to see in all the corporeal forms that there's also some spirit there. That's the main problem.
And
therefore, the fear that we will come to materializing, and that's what Bala Sulam was concerned with, such a thing not happening, so that we will precisely see only spirituality disconnected from corporeality, which is taking place. And we have no connection to this unless it's through the connection to come to the force of faith above reason, where we begin to enter into the true spirituality. And all the rest is corporeality, which is here before us.
Peter 1.
А вот если себя попробовать сравнить с Бали Сулам, то становится грустно.
If to try to compare ourselves to Bali Sulam, then it becomes sad. You become powerless. Who should we compare ourselves to, if at all?
The person needs to always compare himself with the Creator. With the Creator. If it's written, return to the Lord your God, where I need to be in equivalence of form with Him, that's our goal, then I don't need to be just like Bala Sulam, like the Creator, to come to bestowal and to love of others in a complete manner. Yes? What can you do? But these things are not on us to do, but rather just to want. And the execution is by the Creator. That's why all our work is called the Creator's work. As the Creator does, we are just asking. We are just asking.
Piti Yang.
Good morning. What did Bala Sulam mean by the words to be warmed with the holy light of the Zohar?
He didn't mean, he said so, that you need to enter into the book of Zohar in such a way that you receive bestowal from it, an illumination that reaches you and warms you, corrects you. That's it. The book is not some printed book only, but rather its force. influences a person who wants to reach degrees that are written about in the book. This is called to warm yourself in the light of the book. PT 29.
Rav, how to measure the labor if there's no such measurement that you can see and say that this is the effort?
So there's no such thing in exertion. How much more and how much less? All the way to the end and even more. That's how you measure your exertion.
Доброе утро. А почему вот каббалисты, которые жили при Бальсуламе, ведь еще тогда были, было немного каббалистов.
Good morning. Why the Kabbalists who lived during Bal-Sulam, and they were very few, so why did they not bow before him and understood that the great Kabbalist stands before them, like it happened with the Ari?
That was already a different time from the Ari to Bal-Sulam. The Ari was almost an individual in his generation. There was the Ramak, but he was already old, and it was clear the difference between the Ari and the Ramak, the extent to which I read and understand that when the Ari opened his method, everyone understood that this is a new light. A new light. Whereas Rabash operated at the beginning of the 20th century, where there were wars, problems, a mess. There was a clash between the Hasidim and the resistors already from the times of Baal Shem Tov. There were those people in the times of Baal Sulam that hated the wisdom of Kabbalah altogether, wanted to erase it, eradicate it, and they were resisting towards it. And therefore, he advertised as much as he could, and as much as he couldn't, he didn't. Also, religious people began to make influences on the institution, on the government, on the settlement that was here, and that's why he was very limited. But nevertheless, he published the Book of Zohar and others. He did something. But the main thing is he established in several of his students, and mostly in Rabash, who continued his ways and did everything, also didn't write, didn't publish anything. Barasulam at least printed, Rabash not. Rabash only in the last 10 years of his life wrote what he did. And also, we have other writings that he left that are still here next to me in the archive, that we will come to a state in which we will all sit on a big table and start to sort through all these writings. A big part of them is photocopied and put in our archive in the form of a copy. Some of them are printed, and some of them we didn't touch yet. We will do this together. We will do it. Only that this work demands a connection between us. If we will connect correctly between us, we will understand what's written there more. We will also understand how to sort these writings according to his will of Baal HaSulam. And then we will begin to do so. The same we have with Rabash. We have many more writings that Rabash left in his handwriting, and we need to also sort through and arrange and print. This all awaits you when you will reach being in one hand, in one spirit, in one mind, and then we will be able to understand what's written there, arrange those writings, and sort them and print them. Maybe we'll move to a musical pause and then to another lesson.
Song.
Doesn't matter where we came from, nation, tongue, or land. Heart to heart we sing this song, marching hand in hand.
One by one we're entering the palace of the king.
Side by side in harmony we sing.
Here we are embracing, we have gathered here again.
Say goodbye to trouble, bid farewell to pain.
Come and see your brothers reach and touch your soul. All day and night.